Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Gorgeous Greasy Problems. You are joined, as always, by your fantastic hosts, Molly McFan, known online as Moldogger, as well as...
Tanya Vukicevic.
Slay. And we're here known as...
Nothing online.
No, you need a nickname. We're doing it right now. What's your nickname?
Tan Dogger.
Oh, yuck. Tan, it's the way it... I kind of hate it.
I hate it so much.
I think it's going to stick forever. Yeah. There's no option. Tan Dogger.
Let's leave that in 2022.
I think it needs to... So Mole Dogger and Tan Dogger. Okay, that's...
Molly, how's your year going?
Pretty shit.
Yeah.
It's like... It's been all right. I feel like this like January month is so ugly because it's like, I don't know. You're the same person you were a month ago, right? But there's all this hopes of like, yeah, like I'm just going to like be so different. And it's like, no, I'm not. And that's okay. You know what I mean?
I'm fine to accept that change is not coming.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the same person I was in December.
Well, that's, I think I just got so many high hopes and I forget that like my room's so messy. And
it's a reflection of your mind.
Honestly, Jennifer Coolidge, it is. Like, you're not wrong. Like, my room is a reflection of how bad my mind. That was good.
That is good.
That was good. But yeah, how's your year been, X?
I had my first cry this week. Snaps for that.
Oh, like of the whole year?
Yeah.
So you only cried once?
Yeah, I've got this. Well, this is kind of like a mini ick of mine, but I haven't cried in a very long time. And then finally it happened this week. And it was like over something really not worth crying, but maybe that's good. But still, I'm waiting for like the cry of January, you know? I watched the saddest fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
Is that what made you cry?
No!
Oh, fuck. Right.
No, I watched the saddest movie I've ever seen in my life. Like, and when it finished, I felt sad. But you know what the first thing I thought of was?
You know what the movie was? Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Was that it? That movie won so many... Anyway, sorry.
It was
on.
Shrek 2.
Valid.
I finished this film and the first thing I thought was, I can't wait to rate this on Letterboxd.
Slay.
And what will I rate it on Letterboxd?
What did you rate it on Letterboxd?
4 out of 5. Yeah.
It was the best movie I've ever seen. It made me sob. 2.
Oh, it was so sad.
Wait, what was the film?
Okay, it's called Amour, 2012, directed by someone whose name I've forgotten.
Slay. I feel like what is that?
It won like best foreign film in 2012 at the Oscars or something. And it's fucking sad, man. It's about like this elderly couple and the wife. Oh, spoiler alert. The wife gets sick is all I'm going to say.
Oh, so it's not Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Or is it? Okay, so this is like the seventh.
Deeper meaning.
Yeah, imagine a foreign language film of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I'd stream. I'd watch. If you don't know, each week we delve into one of our problems. So I was last week, I spoke about driving and how sometimes I struggle when I get a bit anxious. Mm-hmm. So Tanya, what about you? What's your it's your turn. What's your problem of the week?
My problem.
I haven't heard this, by the way.
Ick of the week.
Yep.
This has everything to do with toilet etiquette.
Uh-oh.
So this has happened to me twice in the new year, and I'm baffled. Like, am I the asshole? I'd love a co-host opinion. My ick of the week is when you're in a toilet, like, cubicle. There are 20 toilets to choose from. Picture, like, a big, like, shopping center or something. And, you know, like, sometimes I'm going there obviously to do my business, but also to have a fucking moment's peace, you know?
Yeah,
like 100%. maybe at a casual job or maybe at a shopping center where I just don't want to be perceived for minimum of 60 seconds. And I'm in there scrolling TikTok or like listening to a meditation or whatever the fuck.
Out loud, like with the sound out loud?
No, fuck no. Okay. I'm decent.
I thought you're like etiquette and you're just like blasting TikTok. No, but sorry. I just had to clarify that. Go on.
Yeah. Trying to just, you know, like calm down, you know, if like shopping overload or something like that. And you're in there by yourself and one person enters the toilet and they choose the cubicle next to you.
So grim. You're completely right. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I would literally be like, I would put my fucking foot under and be like, can you fuck off?
Are you right?
No, but legit. Like, I get it if you've kind of tested the others and they may not have any toilet roll or something. Yeah. But that's just, what if you're absolutely tearing up the toilet?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
What if you're...
God forbid, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Another part which I also find so interesting, and again, am I the asshole? Because occasionally you'll get the odd person that comes into the toilet and they choose the cubicle next to you and they're like, ugh.
Ew, no, I hate noise. No. Look, here's my...
This is not the Olympics. Like, why are you struggling in here? Breathe.
Look.
That's why I'm here. I came in here to just sit down. There were no empty seats outside. I'm sitting down.
And you know, look, I think I'm fine personally. I think if you gotta go. Like, yeah. But you don't have to make fucking noise.
No.
You don't have to make noise. You don't. And if you do, cover your mouth. Like,
yeah. It's etiquette.
It is etiquette. No, you're completely valid. If there's like so many cubicles and they go next to you, yeah. First of all, freak. Like freak mentality. That is a weird person.
Yeah, this isn't like
grim.
Like mob mentality. Like no. We're not in this together.
No, you're completely valid.
Yeah.
Absolutely cringe.
Although I will say the only time I've ever like, you know, been vocal in the toilet. Late last year, I went like on a solo road trip to Canberra. Like I was meeting friends there.
It's like,
I have friends. I was in a Macca's in bumfuck nowhere and there were like, it was a busy restroom and I realized I had no toilet paper and like everyone's, you know, like shuffling and like getting, you know, doing their business, whatever.
Yep.
And then like I found a moment's silence and I was like, would somebody mind passing me some toilet paper, please? And it was like a whole 15 seconds before another girl was like, yeah, man, what stall are you in? And I was like, oh, this one, with my like raggedy little hand reaching underneath. It was grim.
That's funny.
I was like, thank you. And I thought we would be friends after that, but she ran off.
Look, I would probably do the favor and then run out the door. But that's an example of where, you know, how many cubicles were in there?
Oh, like three?
Oh, okay. Those Macca's like cubicles, yeah. They never have like many toilets.
Yeah. Also, can we quickly talk about Macca's hand soap and how like that smell is ingrained in your mind?
It's literally like,
it's disgusting.
It's so, it's grim. And I like, every time I smell it, I'm like, McCall, but at least they have soap.
Yeah.
You know what?
They have soap.
You know, the amount, like I just went up the coast. You would stop at there's trees in the toilet. Let's just call it that. And there's usually a bench. Okay. You stop over on the highway to piss. There we go. I'm summing it up. However, there's no soap sometimes. No. And that's just filthy. So honestly, I can cop the soap smelling a bit grim, but the fact that they have soap, I'm just like so grateful for that. So for anyone listening who isn't Aussie, Macca's is McDonald's.
Get ready for problem number one. Take it away, Jess.
I love the feeling of having diarrhea.
This is in no way good for my health, but I love the feeling of diarrhea coming out of my ass.
What?
The more watery, the better.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
It's like I have my own personal super soaker.
Not okay. Super soaker, are you joking?
Maybe it's the way the pressure feels on my prostate or something, I don't know. I've been eating out a lot, in brackets, mostly KFC, because oily, greasy foods tend to have the best effect at turning my ass into Niagara Falls. I know this needs to stop. My asshole burns constantly and my scrum is so sensitive.
Scrum?
What's a scrum?
I'm sure my bowels are in misery too. I have no energy. I'm exhausted, but I can't break my addiction to the tickling feeling on my asshole. Do you have any advice on how to stop this? I don't want to stop, but I know I probably should. Lol, X.
is correct.
Look, here's my first thing. This could be a meme, and this could be someone messing with us, being like, here's a funny story. However, there is a chance that this could be a real struggling individual who's come to us in their time of need.
On the odd chance.
That this isn't a joke.
That this is real?
What the fuck? Look.
First thoughts, Molly? How would you help our listener?
So they eat KFC to shit more runny.
Well, here's your fucking problem, listener. Maybe just throw in like a bit of spinach or something and then you're not getting the runny problem. Like I feel like what
They like the runs.
Yeah, but that's not good for your stomach and your gut, right?
But they've got the problem is... Wait, what's that? Okay, first of all, first order of business, what's this person called?
Popeye.
Oh, yeah, fucking Popeye is... So Popeye, the problem is that Popeye doesn't care about eating spinach and shit because... Popeye likes to have runny, greasy... the podcast name? Greasy, runny shits. What are we trying to solve?
I've lost my appetite for the entire year.
I haven't. I'm more hungry now. Yum. Would we agree that they want to curb this addiction?
Yeah, man. And as you should. Like, I don't know, rewire your brain into loving a... what's that scale where you can... you know there's a scale where you can compare your stools. Oh, it's the stool chart.
Oh. I think for this person, moving away from anything related to shitting could be good. But you raised a good point just then. For the purposes of this podcast, they could be joking. However, I know there might be someone listening who actually might have something like this where they have a problem and an addiction to something really weird. So here's what I'm going to say. You got to replace that addiction with something else that's going to be there as a placeholder. You know what I mean? Like, if you really are addicted to eating KFC and then shitting diarrhea, first of all, what the fuck? But second of all, no, I'm not. We don't judge here, babes. We don't judge here. We don't judge. But I think they need to replace this habit with something that maybe creates a little less shame for them. Thoughts, Tan Dogger.
I'm disassociating and my eyes are literally watering. I think what you might need to do, Popeye, is actually speak to a doctor or a dietitian. Because if you're enjoying that feeling of shitting, it's giving maybe like potentially... like unhealthy addiction. Yeah. Would you say?
Look, like obviously...
Is there a reason why you want to be shitting that much?
Well, this is the thing. I am one to think that everyone has a vice, right? I think everyone has a vice. I can't believe we're dissecting this legitimately. But I think everyone has a vice. And I think that this person's vice, unfortunately, I'm not going to say it again, but you know what it is. And I think that this is just a way of them finding joy. So, but it's obvious you're sending us this problem. So presuming it's not a joke, it's obviously not serving you. It's not serving your higher self. So we need to replace this problem with more sustainable things that aren't actually going to... Because if you're right. If they feel like they have to have diarrhea in order to be happy, that's going to cause, as you said, a lot of health problems. So what are some replacements that they can do to feel better?
I've got one.
Yes.
Here's the thing. We don't immediately tell you to like jump to like spinach smoothies and stuff. I've got the hack for you. Maybe something like broccoli nuggets, you know, like deep fried broccoli nuggets. They sell them at Costco. They're actually quite good. So we're not stripping you away from your like deepest desire, which I'm still not sure about. Is the deepest desire the diarrhea or is the deepest desire KFC?
The diarrhea. Because KFC, eat KFC, I don't care about that. Go for your life.
But I think small steps and just maybe changing up the diet so that the
diarrhea,
the stools are a bit more solid and don't hurt as much.
I've got an idea. So you could also get a water balloon. You could get a balloon, put water in it, and then squeeze it. And maybe the water coming out of the balloon might create visually and like might have a similar like sensory kind of thing to shit coming out of your asshole. Thoughts? No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so if, no, legit, okay, hang on, let me speak my piece. If you had a balloon and you put water in it and you squeeze it, it's good, it might not be as great as having diarrhea, but it might provide something similar-ish. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, or maybe like, I don't know, douche your asshole so that you get the same kind of like, on the odd chance you are being so serious about this.
Yes.
Love yourself a little bit more. Take care of yourself and 100% take Molly and I's advice and substitute your unhealthier habits with some healthier ones.
Why don't we, but also let's remove the judgment for a second to this person. It's okay that you have this.
Yeah. This is a safe space.
After we were like, ew, yuck. But like, yuck. But like, it is a safe space. And we're sorry that you have this. And you will get through it. You'll also be spending less money on groceries by not buying KFC and fast food, which is so true.
Maybe that's why someone like a dietitian or a doctor would be a good first port of call so that you can decide on foods that you like. But are also saving your bank.
Yeah.
Popeye. You could be like, you know, crypto king by the end of 2023. Ooh. In fact, I want you to check in with us by December and let us know if you've made any savings by switching from KFC to something healthier.
Slay. And we will get back to our viewers on Popeye's journey. Well, I think that is all that I want to talk about this problem, if I'm really honest. I think it's done. I think we've... I think it's all up to Popeye now to do some inner work.
All I have to say to you, Popeye, is respectfully, sort your shit out.
Sort your shit out. And here comes problem number two. Let's get into it.
My grandma keeps asking me to clean her dentures, and I don't know how to say no.
Oh, hell no! Why are the problems so fucking cooked today? What the fuck? Last week it was like, hey guys, like I've just gotten out of like a really bad relationship. Today it's like, I shat on my hand and I ran around the toilet. Like, what the fuck? But
but what I personally would like to acknowledge that so many of you feel so comfortable trusting us with these deep, greasy problems.
I like the roll. Greasy. But okay. No, you shouldn't have to clean Grammy's dentures. I don't care. I don't care that she's kind of the reason you're alive. Now, we're going hard. Fuck her off. She can clean her own shit. That's fucking disgusting. Yuck. That's my opinion. I won't be changing it. Tanya, you go.
Okay. Coming from a place of like with a bit more compassion.
Boo.
What's Grammy doing for you? I would like to know if there's a kind of like tit for tat thing where if she's like, please, would you mind cleaning my dentures? I'm letting you live here rent free. That's how she talks and I'm not accepting another version. Like if she's going far and beyond for you, letting you like live in her house or you're not paying rent or she cooks for you like every single day, I'd say
like she has like arthritis or something.
Yeah, man, ooh, that's okay. Sad. That's and then you're grim. Cleaning the fucking dentures. I'd be like, grow up and just do it. But I could also maybe suggest like setting a stronger boundary and being
with
like,
G-Ma.
Yeah. Hey, G-Ma, Nini Panini and Grandpop. I would say, hey, I'm happy to do this for you. Maybe when you like,
I'm happy to do this for you. When I'm dead, see ya.
See ya,
fuckers. See ya, bitch. No, please continue, Tanya.
But yeah, you could just set a stronger boundary and be like, I'm happy to do this for you when you don't have enough time, or like if you're running late for sleep.
for the what are old people like? To bingo. You know what? That was really ageist of me. Maybe she's going to a strip club.
Yeah, maybe she's going to Pilates. Yeah. Maybe she's running the Pilates class.
Yeah, like it's 2020, what year is it? Three. You know what? Maybe she's slaying. But honestly though, if she was so proactive, why would she need her grandson to clean her retainers? That's my question.
Maybe you can like... I was going to say test. Like, I've got a test for you, Grandma. Maybe you could just like check in and be... and ask how much of this duty can you actually do by yourself, and then I'll continue the rest, or I'll like meet you halfway, or let's do it together as a bonding exercise.
Oh, that's really cute. What's our listeners called again? What's this?
Krusty the Clown.
Oh, Krusty. Okay, so what do we want to leave Krusty the Clown with? How do we want to help out Krusty the Clown with his Gmar's denture probs?
Stay Krusty.
Stay away. No.
Go only as far as you want to.
Yeah.
And if that means setting a really strong, strict kind of rule with your Gma, then so be it. You might lose a relationship, but at least you'll be happier.
I'm going to go ahead.
There. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, Krusty the Clown. Is that humorous enough for you?
We've got a cheeky bonus problem for you guys. Enjoy.
My cat pissed on the family photo album and it won't come off. What do I do?
Bruh.
I'm going to assume that it's like you're home alone and the cat did this on the day where you had full responsibility for the cat. So I can see why you're maybe worried about like your parents blaming you or reprimanding you for that. However, don't have a pet. If you're, you know, not expecting the unexpected.
Here's what I think should happen now. So let's presume the photo family album has been ruined. I think this is a perfect opportunity to get the cat to substitute in as every photo that got ruined. So I think the cat and you should, and all your family, what a great bonding experience. Okay, so I'm going to call him Mittens. Mittens went and pissed on the album. Mm. Good one, fucking Mittens, you stupid cat. But now we have a chance. We have a growing and connecting opportunity to get the whole family together. And any, you know how like there might be a photo with the family and maybe Auntie Jan can't be there. And then maybe Mittens takes, we put Mittens in the old photos. I think.
That's genius.
I honestly think that's your answer. I don't even want to have any, you don't have a problem. You have a bonding experience with your family and Mittens.
Ultimately, we can make some copies. It's just the smell that's bothering us, right?
Yeah.
Unless the photos are actually stained somehow, just upload the photos to a family computer or a hard drive or something.
But what if they don't, like, take photos of the photos type thing? Oh, you can scan photos. Yeah, true.
Thanks
so Mittens. Much. I reckon Mittens sent this in. I reckon the cat sent this in.
Meow. I pissed on the photo album. Meow.
Hope that helped.
Love you. Bye.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem that you want us to solve, please message our Instagram at gorgeousgreasygirlies
or email us at gorgeousgirliesinquiry@gmail.com.
Ooh,
bruh.
Bye, gorgeous, greasy girlies. Mwah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.